In news from the campaign trail, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has spoken out against Republican candidate Donald Trump's comments that Fox News debate moderator Megyn Kelly was asking him tough questions because she was menstruating.
And while what Donald Trump said about Megyn Kelly is outrageous, what the rest of the Republicans are saying about all women is also outrageous. They brag about slashing women's health care funding. They say they would force women who've been raped to carry their rapist's child. And we don't hear any of them supporting raising the minimum wage, paid leave for new parents, access to quality child care, equal pay for women, or anything else that will help to, you know, give women a chance to get ahead.
Hillary Clinton has also proposed a $350 billion plan to move students to attend public universities without taking out tuition loans. The plan echoes calls made by her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, Sanders has received his first national labor endorsement from National Nurses United as he continues to turn out record crowds. 2,800 people attended his event in Portland, Oregon, Sunday. Meanwhile, fellow Democratic candidate and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is criticizing the Democratic National Committee for limiting the number of presidential debates to six.